Purpose for reading. The following passage is an excerpt from the literary nonfiction book I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai. Malala, a Pakistani girl, challenged the Taliban's ban on girls' education. She was attacked on the school bus while returning from her school, which was founded by her father. As you read, think about how the character development in this excerpt connects to its theme. Excerpt from I Am Malala by Malala Yousafzai. To the world, I may be Malala, the girl who fought for human rights. To my brothers, I'm the same old Malala they've been living with and fighting with all these years. I'm just the big sister. My mother, though, sometimes treats me as if I'm the baby, not the oldest. She can be very protective, and sometimes, out of nowhere, she will come over and hug me and cry. I know she is thinking about how she almost lost me. Often I catch sight of her wandering in the garden out back, her head covered by her shawl. She feeds the birds from leftovers she keeps on the windowsill, just as she used to do back home. I'm sure she's thinking of all the hungry children who used to eat breakfast at our house before school in the morning, and wondering if anyone is feeding them now. Sometimes my father cries, too. He cries when he recalls those first days after the attack, when I was somewhere between life and death. He cries at the memory of the attack itself. He cries with relief when he wakes up from an afternoon nap to hear his children's voices in the yard and realizes that I am alive. I don't get angry very often, but I do get angry when people say he is responsible for what happened to me, as if he forced me to speak out, as if I didn't have a mind of my own. If only they could see him now. Everything he worked for over almost 20 years has been left behind. The school he started from nothing. The school that now has 3 buildings and 1,100 students. He used to love nothing more than to stand at the gate and greet the children in the morning. The Kushal school carries on, and each day students pass through that gate, but he is not there to see it. Instead, he goes to conferences on girls' education, and he speaks out for peace, as he used to do in Swat. I know it's odd for him now that people want to hear from him because of me and not the other way around. Malala used to be known as my daughter, he says, but I am proud to say that now I am known as Malala's father.